Homicides and gun violence in San Francisco are up nearly 25% over the past year. There have been 86 murders so far in 2004. That may not sound high compared to other big cities. Still, San Francisco supervisors want to make it illegal for anyone in the city to own a handgun, except for police, security guards, and military personnel. From member station KALW in San Francisco, Kristen Viederholt reports.
The Center for Young Women's Development, which helps at-risk young women stay off the streets and out of jail, is about to close for the holidays, and they're having a small party and awards ceremony. Latifa Simon, the group's executive director, says hearing about the supervisor's proposed handgun ban was like an early holiday gift.
The young women that we work for are looking for a day where they don't have to attend other funerals, or they don't have to raise the babies of dead men.
Simon says having grown up poor and staying close to her community means that at her core, she's just like many of the young women she works with.
I went to about 8-9 funerals this year, and seeing a young man in a coffin, knowing that there's a bullet wound underneath that suit, there is nothing more painful.
Supervisor Chris Daly, who authored the measure, says street violence hits the African American and Latino communities the hardest.
The context in which we introduced this measure is, you know, a scary one of increased gun violence, homicides. I and four of my colleagues felt it was time to take a bold step, one hopefully that'll have a real impact in terms of lessening the violence in our city.
And have an impact on the national gun debate. Daly hopes that if San Francisco is successful in enacting the law, and if the ban brings results, the city's move could serve as an inspiration.
Hopefully other cities who are experiencing big problems with handgun violence will follow suit.
But gun advocates like Sam Paredes of the lobbying group Gun Owners of California say a ban on handguns would have the opposite effect.
The crime rate in San Francisco will go up when law-abiding citizens are disarmed, and by definition, criminals will not obey this law and will be able to prey on the citizens of San Francisco without the fear of retaliation.
Paredes points to the case of Washington, D.C., which has had a handgun ban in place for 28 years and is still the nation's murder capital. In fact, Congress, which has jurisdiction over the District of Columbia, is currently debating whether to end that ban.
If San Francisco wants to follow in the footsteps of Washington, D.C. for crime rates, then they can continue to go along this path.
Back at the Center for Young Women's Development, Latifa Simon says that a ban is a nice idea, but she knows that it's far from a solution.
Because it's not just about eliminating guns. It's about eliminating the need for guns. Where are there opportunities for young men and young women to go so that they don't have to be on the street corners?
Gun advocates say that ultimately the measure will prove to be illegal because of a state law that bars local governments from regulating firearms. They're already meeting with lawyers to plan a strategy for keeping the handgun measure off San Francisco's ballot next year. For NPR News, I'm Kristen Viederholt in San Francisco.